This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
And here we go with another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
We continued our search for our 12 listeners of Christmas, but did we get them all?
Well, let's hope so. The full set is what we're after. Did we make it with your help? Well, you have to listen and find out.
Jason Momoa is the reason I'm on the naughty list.
He is an attractive man. If you're going to be on the naughty list for anyone, it's going to be Aquaman.
Whatever you do, do not play Mario Kart with the Wilson family, is all I'm saying.
You're going down. You're going downtown if you do.
Did you know that Sprouts can sing?
Another festive revelation. In fact, it's a very festive episode, as you might expect. It is episode 55 of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast, entitled
Neanderthals, Naughty Lists and Nannies, Nooks and Crannies.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
A week! Stop it!
I can't believe it.
But every day needs celebrating, so let's celebrate today.
I love this.
The 18th of December. It is Bake Cookies Day today. So if you've got the kids off school and you like to do a bit of cookering, you can do that. Get out the cookie cutters, the shapes. You've probably got, I don't know, a festive shape one somewhere.
Yeah, your nana's always got them in the back of the drawer, hasn't she?
Nana's always got everything in the back of the drawer.
All kinds of things.
What I don't get about nana's is that their houses, I don't know why, most nana's houses are small. I think
they're so small.
That's the thing. Yeah, and they're never cluttered.
No, they're not.
But there's always everything you ever need in a cupboard somewhere. I don't know how nanas are queens of storage. There needs to be like a TV show where nanas, you know,
Nana's Nooks and Crannies.
That is not the show I was thinking of. We're still on.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello, if you're naturally an early morning person, I guess there's quite a few of you listening out just up because, you know, you get up at this time. I've got to admit, if it wasn't for the alarm, I'd probably be asleep. But there you go.
We're forced early birds.
That's life. But if you are up early, it may be because you've got Neanderthal DNA in your system. Scientists have said that Neanderthals, because they like lived in places high up generally where other humans didn't.
Yeah.
When there were two lots of humans on the planet.
There was many of us.
Right. They just got into the day a bit earlier. They were a bit more with it. So they think that people who were like early birds probably got a bit of Neanderthal DNA. So I think there's probably something in that, because if you're ever coming home from a club in the early hours, some of the people you see shuffling about, I've got to say, they do look like they might have just come straight out of a cave.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Mum's gone viral after she has said she will be serving up a Christmas dinner, as she always does, on a kebab skewer as a shish. All the different bits of your Christmas dinner on a skewer. Shishmas. That's what they're having there. And I'm on board for that.
Aww.
Can you imagine all the good stuff that is in a Christmas dinner on one of those skewers? You know, they whip it into the pita bread, don't they? Imagine that.
Oh, my God, but you whip it into a Yorkie instead.
Oh, you could do, yeah. We're definitely having Shishmas now. What about you?
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
We are looking for our 12 listeners of Christmas. Doing pretty well so far. We're up to number 8, which is
Eight Maids of Milking.
Yeah, okay, that's the one. Eight Maids of Milking. What have you got that might make you our 8th listener of Christmas? What qualifies you?
Danny got in touch. She said her husband is a dairy farmer with 500 cows to milk each day, twice a day.
That's a lot.
So he's a milker, but he's not a maid.
Okay.
It's kind of close.
Pretty good.
Jackie and Thanet, her partner thinks that she's his maid and he's milking it.
I quite like that as well, but okay, we'll put that to one side and we'll see.
All right. What about Callie? Her mum was a maid of milking in her Christmas choir concert yesterday.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Has she got 7 friends?
Okay. Who has 7 friends? And what about text 4150? Their surname is Butler and they like milk.
Oh, so they're like a maid. A butler is like a maid.
And they're a man-maid.
Okay, a mermaid, not a mermaid. Debbie and Twiddle, what do you think qualifies you?
It was a very boring day working from home and I indulged in 8 cups of tea with quite a lot of milk.
8 cups?
So if someone asked you, Debbie, how many cups of tea have you made and how did you make them? You would reply, 8 made with milk in.
Absolutely.
Yes!
Dev, you're an icon. Also, wow. As a fellow brew lover, I'm definitely coming round yours for a cuppa. You'd never be without a drink, would you?
That kettle's red.
Absolutely
up.
Not. Totally, all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Are you working
Has
now?
To be done.
Are you home working now?
I am today. Yeah. I am today, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let you get back to it because, you've got to get the work done.
She's got
you'll be in trouble.
I'm
on cup number 3.
You're on 3 already today.
Already?
Oh, 3 down, 5 to go.
Sensational.
There she is. She's got 8 made with milk in. Debbie, or Deborah, if you prefer it, twiddle everyone, eh? Listener of Christmas.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
When you go to new places, I always find that you want to try new things and maybe like step outside of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And I can be a bit of a daredevil, you know.
Oh.
So I thought, you know, while I go on me Ollie Bobs, I'll try something new. I'll live on the edge. And right. I think this is probably the scariest thing I've ever done.
Wow.
I went to the ladies' room that was on the crossover of two tectonic plates.
Where are we talking? This isn't Chatham, is it?
It's not Chatham, no. They had to close it down there.
Okay.
This is in Iceland.
In Iceland, not the shop.
Not the shop.
The country.
The country,
yeah.
The cold one.
Yeah.
And there's bits of ground way, way, way below us.
Right.
And it's constantly crossing. And yeah. Where they cross, it causes tsunamis and like the ground falls through.
Yeah.
And I went for a number one on a tectonic plate crossover. So technically, I tried out a tectonic toilet.
Why?
Move over MI6 because do you know how risky that is? The ground could fall beneath
Why
me.
Are you there?
There could be an earthquake.
Why are you on it doing your business?
I've been on the coach trip for quite a while and it was my only option. And there was a lovely ladies' room with sinks and everything. They had lovely moisturiser. My hands were ever so soft.
But
the toilet
over.
Was on a tectonic plate. So while you're peeing, you're living on the edge.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
And I think I've been put on the naughty list, Gary.
Uh-oh, she's in trouble again.
To be fair, it wasn't my fault. It's all because of my Secret Santa.
See, you can't blame it on the Secret Santa because the Secret Santa is secret. No one knows
who
it is. This is the perfect get out of jail free card you found.
Well, I can't fess up who got me the present, but the present was a calendar of Jason Momoa, who I fancy so much.
And star of Aquaman, Baywatch, and other things.
Just a beautiful specimen of a human. That didn't go down very well with my boyfriend. The calendar has been banned from the house.
Oh!
And I personally think this is unjust because he's fully clothed in every picture.
Yeah.
So I don't really see what the issue, if anything, and especially his birthday month, November, he's in a suit.
Yeah.
You can barely see any of him.
Yeah. It's not his birthday suit.
No, not his birthday suit.
No.
His full suit.
Right.
So I think my boyfriend has just got an issue because he doesn't like fish.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
There is going to be a festive masked singer. So you've got to try and guess. There's 4 festive characters. What do you think they've got? Who do you think they've got as the outfits?
A Christmas tree.
Where's a partridge in a pear tree?
Oh, okay.
I'll give you that one, yeah.
Rudolph.
There's a reindeer, yes.
Yes. A Christmas pudding.
Oh, no, but it is food. Everyone loves it.
Turkey.
No. Worse than that.
Worse than turkey. Sprouts.
Yes, there's a sprout. And finally, the most festive thing of all.
Jingle bells.
Decorations. So find out who's in those. Who's going to put on their CV? Yeah, I was in EastEnders for 7 years. I played some shows in the West End and I was a sprout.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Tay-Tay, it's Cruel Summer on KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Chelsea. And we are counting down our final 12 shows before Christmas by looking for our 12 listeners of Christmas. And today is day 9. Which is 9 ladies dancing.
Right, let's see if we can find one. Tegan reckons she's got something. Tegan's left us a message.
Hi, I'm Tegan, and I'm from Elsham, and I'm 13 years old. I'm a dancer and have been dancing since I was 3 years old. I train 6 days a week at the amazing Artists in Motion School of Dance in Elsham. And my favourite dance lesson is lyrical, because it shows emotion and tells a story.
OK, you're in, Tegan.
You're in.
You're in, yeah. yeah, definitely in. All right, who wants to add to that? So we've got one lady dancing. Let's see if we can find another. Hayley, what have you got for us?
So I go to a dance school over in Sittingbourne at Regis Manor School. It's called Duets Dance School. Duet. And it's run by two ladies.
What's your finest dance manoeuvre, would you say?
My favourite's ballet.
Can you do tippy toes?
I can, but I'm not the world's greatest, that's for sure.
That is
certainly, and it
certainly
hurts.
Is, yeah. Certainly does hurt. When I first started, we didn't have much to protect your toes. It was just a case of a bit of lambs wool wrapped around them. But Now we have what's called an ouch pouch.
An ouch pouch.
Which is a bit more of a padding. Yeah, an ouch pouch.
I got kicked in the ouch pouch once when I was playing football, but that's different, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hayley, that is amazing. We're definitely going to make
you one of our
nine ladies dancing. 100%. 100%.
Round of applause to Hayley.
Thank you, Hayley.
That's brilliant.
Wonderful work.
No worries.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Okay, Chelsea, I'm saying you're going to be having an early night on Friday. You'll be snuggled up. 6:50.
This is nonsense. There's no way I'm going to bed
10
early.
10 to 7 Friday. Night, 10 night,
to
everyone.
7 yeah. On a weekend?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Oh, well, listen.
Go on, persuade me then.
All right. CBeebies, you know they do book at bedtime, don't they? The bedtime
they do.
Story. Reading a book called Tiddler, which is all about a little fish in the sea. This Friday at 6:50.
Yeah.
Is Jason Momoa, Aquaman himself.
Hi, Chelsea. I'm Aquaman.
I'm holding up a picture, for those of you watching on KMTV, holding up a picture right now of Jason Momoa.
Jason, hey, Chelsea, do you want a story? I've got my PJs on. Do you want to put your PJs on? Snuggle up 10 to 7 Friday night with me?
He can give me a bedtime story any day of the
week. Okay, yeah. So
here's a bit of the story. The sea is full of stories, he says. Ooh. I could tell you many tales of my amazing adventures in the sea, but I'm not the only one. Every creature in the ocean, from the mightiest whale to the tiniest tiddler, has their own tale to tell. And this book is about a very little fish who has some very big stories of his own. Yeah? Are you on board, Ali
Knight?
So you're going to be ready to check out Jason Momoa's Tiddler this Friday night.
I definitely want to check out his Tiddler.
Lovely.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Congratulations to all of my family. It's been very much a family effort. We've achieved something pretty special already. In these Christmas holidays, the kids are off school already. I know some kids still got to go to school today. Oh, no. I even heard stories of some kids still going through till Friday. But my kids are off. We've used the time very sensibly. We've been playing Mario Kart.
Your family. I would never take your family on in Mario Kart.
Oh, no, don't.
I wouldn't come out unscathed.
Wait till you hear this. We got a new vehicle to drive on Mario Kart.
What?
It said, congratulations, you have played Mario Kart 3,300 times. Here's a new bike, the Nitro bike. We've unlocked the Nitro bike.
Oh, what's the Nitro bike like? What does it do?
It's fast. That's all you need to know, it's fast. If you come pootling at me with your standard cart, I'm afraid there's only going to be one winner in that. But anyway, hello to you if you've already had like some massive festive miracle that's happened in your family. That was ours. I think it's going to take some beating, quite frankly.
That is. I think you've dropped the mic there. How are we meant to compete with the Wilson winners?
You can't.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
It's the most wonderful time of year, especially because it's when the kiddies do nativity. Maybe your child's already done their performance, but I stumbled across the best video on the internet because there's this kid called Milo who found out his part and he's telling his mum in the car.
Guess what I am for the nativity? I'm a classic one.
Classic role, is it? A classic part?
Yeah.
Joseph?
No.
One of the three wise men?
No.
But it's a classic part?
Yeah.
Okay. You tell me then, because...
I'm door holder number three. I'll be holding doors.
That's amazing! Holding doors for who?
Probably... Joseph and Mary.
Oh my gosh, were you pleased when they said that?
And I was like, I'm a door holder, get in there, let's go, yes.
He's going to be...
Door holder number three.
He's going to be holding that door like no one has held that before.
Door holder number one and door holder number two, they are not going to
They've
hold
got nothing
doors
on
well.
Milo.
No, there's the man.
How are Mary and Joseph going to get in the stable without someone holding the door for them?
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It is heated in the WhatsApp group chat. Henry has fallen over two of Kerry's clothes packages in the post room.
Two of them. Who could have thought?
And he popped it in the chat and was like, I'd like to urge you to collect them so that I stop falling over.
See? This is where the lawyers are going to get called in. You mark my words. At some point, they'll be there. If there's money to be made, they're going to be there. Just be careful.
Well, there's a blame, there's a claim.
Exactly right.
Pig the Pigeon is back. I don't know if I told you we named him Pig.
I don't think you did. I think I would remember a pigeon called Pig.
We decided to name there's a chief pigeon.
Okay, because you've got a lot of pigeons in and around the building, right?
So many. And there's like a king one, and he's bigger than all the other ones. But he's lost one of his legs.
Don't laugh. What are you laughing about? You'll have Richard Attenborough on you. All the Attenboroughs on you.
All the Attenboroughs. Into floor three. That's where he likes to hang out.
Right, okay.
But he's got what? His one leg less.
What? You're laughing again.
God, it's so funny.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Good creatures. What are you doing? You're losing fans this morning.
I know I am. I'm sorry. I love Pig the Pigeon, really. And Pam, queen of the WhatsApp group chat.
Don't tell me something about her leg.
No, her legs
are
fine.
Okay, right.
But she's having issues.
Right, what with?
With flaky pastry for her mince pies.
Oh, no.
She said, can someone please advise? I just can't get it to not be too crumbly. She can't get her pastry right. She'd be awful on bacon.
Hang on, what, you're talking about flaky or crumbly. What's the issue? Because flaky and crumbly is not the same thing. You're getting me confused
here. I don't
know
my pastries. I just eat them.
Well, what did she say, though? Did she say flaky or crumbly?
She specified flaky.
Right. So what's crumbly coming into
it
for?
It's not the same thing.
They're not
flakes,
the same thing at all.
Off, doesn't it?
No, flakes flake off. Crumbles crumble. Honestly.
Look,
do you
I'll
not
put
know
it to
nothing
the group
about pastry?
And I'll reconsult.
Right. So what's her issue with it, though?
It's too flaky.
Too flaky.
Yeah, and she can't get it to go right, and she's worried because it's 5 days till Christmas.
But pastry, it should be a short crust. It shouldn't be a flaky pastry
I don't know.
On mince
take
pies.
Take it out with Pam.
And
her mince pie.
I'll take
pie
it up
methods.
With her. I think I'll take it out.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
It's been released, the UK's official favourite Christmas tin of Chockies.
Right. Go on then.
I've already got an issue with it.
What's your problem? So what is it?
It's Quality Street.
Oh yeah, 100%. I'm
what?
With them on that. Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry, I'm putting my foot down.
Okay.
That's me putting it down aggressively. Because for the toffee penny alone, it cannot be the top Christmas chocolate. Think of the amount of children that lost baby teeth to that toffee penny. I lost one and I never got it back.
What do you mean you never got it back?
Well, I swallowed it because
it got
stuck in there.
No.
And the tooth fairy was ever so confused.
The tooth fairy will look under a pillow, but they're not looking under. No.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
How long is it since we talked about food? It's about a minute,
it's
I think.
It's been a while,
yeah.
I'm quite disappointed in
us. Well, let me redress the balance and make up, because there was a TV show called Aldi's Christmas Secrets, and there was a competition to try and get some new food on the shelves. They were saying to people who make food, if it's good and festive, we'll put it on the shelves. And they've done that for some ice cream makers, Ian
Go
and
on.
Leslie. So they've got tubs on the shelf now of what flavour ice cream?
Mince pie.
No.
Christmas pudding.
No.
Cinnamon.
No. I'll tell you that they did experiment with Brussels sprouts, bacon and chestnut.
Ew!
Pork soaked cranberries and blue cheese and smoky bacon.
That's
but they
wild.
Didn't go for them. They didn't go for them in the end. They
Thank
experimented
goodness
with them.
They didn't.
What they've gone with is pigs in blankets ice cream.
What?
Yes.
Are you telling me there's little bacon bits
it's
in my vanilla?
It's a smooth, savoury, sweet ice cream, which is pork flavoured with a salted smoked maple syrup.
That's vile. It already. My stomach literally lorderleaped over itself in disgust.
I'll tell Andy Walker. And who's in on daytimes? He was going to bring us a big bowl each. Andy, don't worry. You have it yourself, mate.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
It's Gary and Chelsea on KMFM Breakfast, and we are counting down our 12 shows before Christmas, and we are looking for our 12 listeners of Christmas. We are on day 10, which is 10 Lords are Leaping. So we're looking for someone that's got a link to Lords or Leaping or both, ideally.
Okay, yeah. 10 Lords are Leaping. Now, we've got Ian in Hythe on the line who thinks he qualifies. What do you think makes you qualified for this, Ian?
Yes, a few years ago I went to Lords in London and Kent won the One Day Cup and I leapt into the air with enjoyment.
Yes!
Go on, Ian!
It was a Lords a-leaping! Ian!
Have I made it? Have I made it?
You've made it, Ian!
You've made it!
This is like scoring. This is like scoring a century for England on your debut. It's equal to that. The feeling must be sensational. Ian in Hythe, everybody.
Oh, he's our 10th listener of Christmas.
Yes! Ian!
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
I don't know if you noticed yesterday, but I was stuck on the KMFM car park for a good 15 minutes after work yesterday.
I did not notice that.
Because I couldn't get my key to turn in my car. I'd somehow locked my car and it wouldn't move.
Right.
And I didn't know this was a thing. And I remember my dad mentioning something before. So I was like, okay. So I was like, maybe if I wiggle the key, that'll make it work. Didn't do anything. And then I was like, I tried putting my gear stick in all the different gears. That did absolutely nothing.
No.
And then I was like, maybe if I wiggle the wheel, that'll do something.
Yeah.
This was like 8 minutes past by this point. I was like, I'm just going to have to FaceTime my dad.
Right.
So FaceTime my dad. Yeah. And he was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, my car isn't moving. And he was like, what do you mean it's not moving? I was like, my key won't turn, I can't turn it on. And he was like, well, if you wiggled the steering wheel, it's locked it. And I was like, I didn't even know you could lock a steering wheel. Oh. Start off, this isn't universal knowledge. It's not in the driving instructor manual. When you learn to drive, I was never told about a lock on
a
wheel.
There's a steering lock.
Unless you put a physical lock on it that I can see, I didn't know you could lock it. So I think this is a sneaky lock, side note. Turns out, you have to wiggle in synchronisation. So you can't wiggle the key.
Yeah.
I was almost there. Or wiggle the wheel. You have to synchronise wiggle.
Yeah.
And that is how you free yourself from the trappings of a stuck wheel.
I mean, your hacks aren't that great, I'll be honest with you. Because the thing with hacks is, it's got to be something that everyone else doesn't know. And the advice that you give helps them know it.
Yeah.
Whereas everyone in the world knows about steering locks except you. So I don't know what this is.
You knew about the synchronised wiggle.
Oh, my.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
This is lovely. So, you know, they put a bunch of bison in the woods near Canterbury, West Blean and Thorndon Woods. And they're rewilding. You know, bring them back after thousands of years.
Rewilding.
And the first bison conceived in the woods there has been born. A male calf has been born.
Oh, I can't see. Feels like a Christmas story.
Somebody, isn't it? So, you know, the story's at Kent Online, should you want to check it out. It doesn't say a name. I'm thinking they probably do like the Beckhams, you know, like Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Right, so he'd be called Blean, I guess. Or Thorndon. That's what they call him.
Blean the bison.
But also, it says here that the European bison is the heaviest wild land animal in Europe. Was hunted to the verge of extinction after the First World War. So the heaviest, they've been very specific about that, the heaviest wild land animal. They're not saying biggest.
Heaviest.
So is there a bigger animal, but that is somehow lighter? Is there an animal that is like, I don't know, inflated? Is it like, is there
just
a
got
marsh,
loads of air.
Mellow kind of creature?
Maybe they just got a lot of gas.
Well, a lot of gas, maybe that's the thing.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
So there's a character that's returned to movie after movie after movie. He's got something about him. There's a character that ladies think, there's something about his character, I could fix him, and it makes him attractive because of that. He's full of confidence and assertiveness. Ladies think that would spice up a relationship as well. I'm talking about the character Scrooge.
What?
Yeah, that's apparently a lot of ladies like a bit of Scrooge. No. So, yeah, they've ranked the hot Scrooges. The sort of computer graphic-y Jim Carrey Scrooge from A Christmas Carol from 2009. Hot stuff. We've got from Muppet Christmas Carol, Sir Michael Caine.
Yeah.
He's also hot.
He's a hot Scrooge.
Ross Kemp played Eddie Scrooge in a version of A Christmas Carol.
Oh, I do like a bit of Ross Kemp. There you see. You've also got
Rowan Atkinson, who played Scrooge in a Blackadder version of Christmas Carol as well. People like that. Sir Patrick Stewart, who used to be flying on the starships as well. He was in Christmas Carol 1999. But I think for me, just looking at the pictures of the hot Scrooges lined up here, no one competes with Scrooge McDuck, obviously. Don't you reckon? There's something about him. Yeah, he's a little bit angry.
Yeah.
A little bit feisty.
But you like a bit of spice.
Yeah, I reckon the ladies would love a bit of that. He's got the top hat on. He's got a stick. Very suave. And, you know, at the end of the day, he can bath in cash and gold coins. So who doesn't love that?
Who doesn't want that?
Everyone loves a Scrooge.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.